What's good, everybody? This is episode 4 of Hitting the Streets with No Punches, and I'm in the booth with a very special guest. Came all the way down to Corvallis, and I'm with my boy, DJ Adam the Arab. Say what's up.
What's up?
There we go. All right, today we're going to be talking about a very, very sensitive topic for sneakerheads. It's something that sneaker companies have been trying to combat. It's something that sneakerheads watch out for. It's that thing lurking in the corner whenever you're going to buy your new fresh pair of kicks off the internet. We're talking about nothing other than fakes and how fakes... Right, that's the thing. If you're a sneakerhead, you never want to be accused of wearing fakes. It's like sneaker heresy, you know what I mean? Like someone say you're wearing fakes, you got to pull out the receipt, you know? You got to pull out your confirmation code, right? You got to pull out your shipping thing, okay? Everything. So, yeah, let's just get into it. Also, for this podcast, we're going to define fakes as any shoe that is not produced by the company that it's being marketed as being, right? So you buy a pair of Jordans that are not made by Jordan Brand, or you buy a pair of Yeezys that aren't made by Adidas. We're not talking about customs, because customs are their own separate thing, and customs, it's a beautiful subculture of sneakers. It's an art, definitely, that, you know, and we want to respect that. So we're not talking about any of that. So yeah, do you have any story about fakes?
Yeah, we were just talking about that like a minute ago before the show started. But so when I'm not here, I usually like I sell appliances. And so this one customer come over, he had some like weird Nike, like it was like a 3, but like was not, it was a 4, but it wasn't, it was a 6, but it wasn't. Kind of thing. It was just, I thought it was like some like Spizike thing, but it wasn't. So it was just, we were just clowning him on the side while he was just like shopping. My boss comes around, he's like, man, what are you talking about? And he's not a big sneakerhead, but like he knows enough. And then I was just like, hey, this guy's just like doing, look at his shoes, like what does he got? And then I got a stern talking to, because you know, not everyone can afford the sneakers. And I got into an argument with him, because if you can't afford the sneaker, then don't go buying Jordans or like any hype sneaker that is obviously fake, because that is arguably like theft, and you can get way better shoes, better priced, without the hype.
Definitely on like the creator side, it's definitely like intellectual theft. You know, you're taking someone's idea and profiting off of it when you didn't put in that work of taking the time to create it, right? But I think it's also another thing that's interesting that you brought up is the need to kind of be accepted into like the subculture, you know? Just to want to flex on somebody, you'd be like, oh yeah, I have this off-white sneaker, you know, I'm part of it too. It's a real exclusive type of community, you know what I mean? Right. It's like economically exclusive, right? Because not everybody can afford like a $200, $300 pair of shoes, right? And then it's also like, you know, if you're a sneakerhead, you always want to have that grail, you know what I mean? You always want to have that pair of kicks that just kind of makes you stand out, that makes you separate from the rest, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of motive for people to want to go down the dark path of buying fakes. Facts. Indulging in the fugazi.
Before we get like start talking about it more, I wanted to bring out like Steve Madden shoes. You know, the shoes that like, it's a Skechers shoe basically, but meant to like replicate, you know, like V2s, or they just made a new one that looks like some pair of Jordan. How do you feel about those? Because those are technically not fake, because they have the Steven Madden name.
Well, see, like, it's kind of one of those things where it's, I know what you're talking about, because like growing up, until I got into like high school, right, till like I was much older, I didn't have the money to afford those type of shoes. When I started working and make my own money, you know, I could put it towards whatever I wanted. But yeah, I didn't have the luxury of being able to go buy like Jordans or anything like that. I bought my first pair of J's when I was like, shoot, I think like a freshman, a sophomore in high school. That's when I got my first pair of like retros, right?
What was your first pair of Jordans? I mean, everyone probably knows that, but I don't.
I feel like you might not actually. So my first pair of Jordans were actually the black and white Jordan Futures. Yeah, that was actually like my first pair of J's that like I bought like for myself. They were 150, and I thought they were the coolest thing. I was like, yo. It's interesting because like just that same weekend, my friend had bought the Wolf Grey 3s, because those had like released at the same time, right? He was like, hey, bro, would you rather have your shoes or my shoes? I was like, shoot, I'd rather have my Futures, bro. Get off. I want my Futures, bro. In hindsight, now that I know more about the sneaker, you know, like that was dumb. Like, why'd I spend 150 on a pair of futures when I could have just dropped the extra 40 and got some threes.
That's cool.
You know, I didn't know at the time. My first pair of retros were actually Jordan 9s. They were the statue 9s.
Okay.
Yeah, I got those like also my sophomore year. So I was like, ooh, okay, what? And then my first OG colorway were the Chrome 3s. So I'm Chrome 8s. You know, like the black ones, right? So yeah, that's like my sneaker journey. Humble sneaker beginnings. Journey. Humble beginnings. One thing that I always used to worry about, that same friend who pressed me about my Jordan futures, it was around the time when the Fake Files Instagram page was really big. All they do is they take like pictures of like fake shoes and expose people. It's actually kind of mean, to be honest. They never name names, but like, you know.
That's like very like Yeezy Bust alike. Yeah. I know Yeezy Bust.
And so whenever, you know, I was rocking my shoes, you know, me, little broke kid, you know, feeling like I had some heat, he'd be like, Fake Files. I'm like, bro, shut up. You're like, Fake Files. Yeah. I'm like, bro, come on, man. Because, like, even then, I was just getting into the sneaker game. I wouldn't even call myself a sneaker head at that point. I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to be cool. I just wanted to be a part of the in crowd, you know. But, like, I understood the magnitude of, like, what it means to have someone, you know, call out and say the stuff that you were wearing was fake. You know what I mean? I think it's been, like, a topic that's been spoofed on, like, all types of, like, you know, shows. Like, I think there was like a, it was like an Everybody Hates Chris episode about it, or I think it was like maybe like something like Blackish or something. I don't know.
Is it Blackish? I think Atlanta did an episode too.
Atlanta. Okay, that's why I'm not Blackish. Atlanta. Yeah. With the FUBU, right? Yes, yes. That's exactly what I was thinking of. But you know, like,
that was a wild episode, by the way.
You know, nobody wants to be called out, you know, for saying that they're like less than, or, you know, it's all like an image type of thing, you know. At a certain point, I guess I kind of start to wonder, like, why does that really, like, why does that matter? Like, what is it about having this image of, like, luxury or wealth, you know? Like, why is that something that people aspire to?
I mean, part of it could be, like I want to say, like, masculinity. Like, you want to be the guy who has, like, the dopest sneakers around.
Yeah.
You know, that makes you, again, like you said, stand out.
Right.
Because, you know, most people's introduction to sneakers is being around your friends and seeing your friend having something nice on his feet. But now, modern day, it's more like, for me, I think it's more like an entrepreneurship thing where, like, a person, like, wants the sneakers.
Okay.
Because most of the time, like, the sneakers are meant for resale now, and then you kind of have some just...
Yeah. It's interesting that you brought up resale, right? Because the sneaker market, I think people are starting to take notice of how lucrative it can be, right? Mm-hmm. You buy a pair of off-white Jordan 1s, right? The red colorway, right? You buy those for $190. You can go back and flip them for at least like $2,000.
Facts.
That's a significant amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. So for the people making these fake sneakers, to loop it back, right? Right? Loop it back. There's a lot of incentive for people to counterfeit those. Just like counterfeiting anything, counterfeiting money, counterfeiting fake Gucci bags, you know. Making fake luxury goods is very, very lucrative.
And that's always existed. Like, you've always had fake sneakers to resell.
Yeah.
I think what we need to talk about is, like, people going out of their way to buy fake shoes.
Oh, okay.
Because people are always going to hustle and trying to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's going to get caught with, like, you know, a fake pair. But we're talking about, like, the idea that you, because you want to fit in,
yeah,
you go ahead and on purpose going and buying a fake shoe and disguising it as a real pair. How do we feel about that?
Interesting that you bring that up, because there was a time when I was gonna buy a clothing item.
Okay.
That I knew was like the person told me, like, they were like, yo, this is a replica, but like, do you want it though? And I had to think. I was like, you know, that's a lot of clout. Is it worth it? And if I were found out, what does that do to my clout? Is the clout worth it? Is the clout worth it?
I mean, think of like when the first Yeezys, like the first,
when you say like first Yeezys,
like the Turtle Doves, like when those came out.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
yeah,
even the fakes were selling out.
Wow.
Remember that? And like, people were like just openly buying fakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think like that is like when I first got introduced to like fakes.
Yeah.
And I remember like thinking like, oh, I can still get those and still resell them and make a ton of money off of them, even though they're fakes.
Mm.
But I purposely wanted to like just buy them because most people who I knew can afford to get the real Yeezys and they're still wearing fakes. And now everybody gets Yeezys.
No, hey, everybody gets Yeezys. Yeezy's such an interesting like brand to me, just because like the amount of hype that it had in the beginning was just like unprecedented. Like it was wild. And then they kept dropping colorways and people kept buying them, and they kept dropping more colorways and people kept buying them. And I was like, is this ever gonna like slow down? Like it's the saturation, you know what I mean? Like there's so many different Yeezys. How many V2s are you gonna give us?
I mean, at least four different versions of tan.
I feel like it's also a little hypocritical to think like that, right? Because how many different versions of the Jordan 1 are there? Even I feel like Nike's been doing a little bit too much with the Jordan 1s. Like, they drop a new pair of 1s, like, every month. I'm like, yo, we have the bread toes, the purple toes, the pine toes, you know, the yellow toes. Like, there's only so many different ways you can color block a Jordan 1.
Supreme, just gonna give them a little clout for it, because they only work on like non-hyped up sneakers, like the Tailwinds.
Yeah, that's so true though.
They would have the Elgatos, the soccer shoes, the indoor soccer shoes.
Yeah,
and even Off-White, they're working on a trail shoe.
Yeah, I saw that. I think people don't appreciate Supreme for what it is. Now, for the listeners, full disclosure, I am wearing a Supreme t-shirt and I have a Supreme shoulder bag.
Flex on them.
Disclaimer, back to the point. I think people don't appreciate Supreme for what it is, because one, this is a $1 billion streetwear brand. How many other streetwear brands are billion? Well, of course you have like your Nike, right? But Nike's like an athletics brand, right? They do stuff with NBA, they do stuff with Major League Baseball, they have all types of athletes that are signed, they do skateboarding, they do lifestyle stuff. Nike does it all. What doesn't Nike do? They're probably gonna have like Nike Pebbles pretty soon, right? Athletic cereal, like it's whatever. This is Supreme. All they do is streetwear. And this is a company that's valued at $1 billion.
They just
dollars.
Got sold half of their equity to the Carlyle Group.
Wild. Also, just as like talk about their influence on the culture. Remember a couple years ago when Supreme dropped the 98s?
Right. Yeah.
They dropped the 98s. And literally immediately after that, everybody's wearing 97s, right? Nike starts pushing the Air Max 97 super hard, and people just eat it up. Now,
didn't Undefeated did them afterwards too?
Yeah.
And that we were just talking about that like a minute ago too.
Yeah.
Because the Undefeated, like when it first came out, like the white version, like selling for like $2,000, like for like size 9-ish on StockX.
Right.
That's wild. That's hype. You know, if you counterfeit that shoe and you sell, you make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you get caught with a fake, that's the end for it.
A lot of people that don't quite know things about streetwear, you know, they're just kind of going along with everything. And then you see other people who are like really into streetwear and they have all type of pieces from everywhere. And occasionally you'll see something that just doesn't look quite right. Winter term, I was walking around and I saw a girl wearing some Belinda Nanas. Not Balenciaga. Her said Belinda Nana. And I was like, wow. That's something.
So I used to be an RA, and a couple years ago I had a resident who like wore fake shoes. She had like a pair of fake Balenciagas, like the sock runners, a couple like just like super hype like Gucci knockoffs.
Huh.
And she like admitted, she's like, yeah, this is fake. Like I know nothing about sneakers, like, but I think this shoe's dope. Now wear it.
I mean, and some people just don't really care. The thing that always kind of gets me about like wearing fake sneakers is that like, sure, I don't know. You could probably buy a pair of fake Off-White Jordan 1s for like $200, right? Or you could just spend that $200 on a dope shoe that's not fake. Like it's not like you need money, because I think this is something that I try to talk about at least a little bit here on Hitting the Streets with No Punches, is that you don't need money to dress nicely, right? You need money to follow each and every trend, right? But honestly, if you're following each and every trend, like, what does that really say about like your fashion sense? Because fashion is about personal creativity, personal expression, and you don't do that by following everyone else. You know what I mean? But you can buy a great pair of Vans for what, like $50? Honestly, if you're really looking, probably significantly less.
They have some dope drops every once in a while. The Marvel ones just came out.
Yeah.
And the Black Panther ones were fire.
There's nothing wrong with wearing Chucks. There's nothing wrong with wearing like Air Forces. It's not about the names that you're wearing.
It's
about
a problem wearing black Air Forces though. Don't do that.
Don't wear the all black Air Forces. So someone will think you're up to illicit activities. Yeah, don't do that. But like, you can put together great looks, you know, without having to rock name brands.
And it's more financially responsible because if you rock a low key outfit, you can wear that multiple times.
Right.
You're not gonna be able to wear the Volt Air Force Ones more than like two times ever.
There's only so many times you can walk out with that Bape camo shark hoodie.
You gotta wear that all Bape fit.
So I mean, I think it's significantly better to just stack your coins and buy one or two things that you really, really like. Or even better yet, you can do like a lot of us streetwear fans, sneaker fans do. Stack your money, buy one really hyped up thing, flip that, and then go buy what you want. Make your money work for you. You have options.
Go thrifting.
That's a great way to get limited stuff, you know, without having to pay limited prices.
Shout out Loose Ends. They just had a
Went to Loose Ends, copped a really dope like black coach's jacket.
Okay.
For $10.
There you go. So about 3 years ago, I went back to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't know, Adam the Arab being from Iraq.
Okay.
That's where I was born. I went there and everything is fake because, you know, if you're from Iraq, like if you're most like people in the Middle East don't get sneakers regularly. It's not a big market.
Yeah.
So you have your like Abby Boss, like those fakes. But every once in a while, you're going to get like just super authentic looking fakes.
Yeah.
And I considered fakes.
Mm.
And like you look around and everybody's like rocking fakes because that's the shoes that they can afford to get because there's not hype sneakers.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend and I was like, so he's trying to buy Air Max 90s.
Okay.
It's fake. There is no air bubbles, just painted on. And I was like, hey man, like, why are you buying this? Like, it's obviously not comfortable. Like, I have some Air Maxes and I was like, hey, you can like try these on. Like, they feel different. He's like, no, like I think this looks dope and no one knows about this. So like, they're not gonna call me out on it. Outside the US or outside hype beast cultures, fakes don't matter and they're a big market. Like they make a lot of profit of just fakes. The only time people care about fakes if it's, you know, like kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What I think like of the person I was talking to is like he had the confidence to just rock a fake and he didn't care about it. He thought the shoes looked dope. And if someone called him out for being fake, like he wouldn't care. But think of like a high school kid or like a middle school who just, you know, just got his first pair of Jordans and he just gets called out for them. That's just gonna like completely ruin his self-esteem.
See, and I'm glad you brought that up because like, It's really important to have like context because I feel like for a lot of like what I've been speaking on, you know, has been very localized in my experience, right? Mm-hmm. Growing up here in the States, going to, you know, just like the community that like I've been around where like people are, I won't say like very into fashion because being in Portland, not the most fashion friendly city
We're getting there.
We're trying. It doesn't quite make sense because we have a lot of really good brands based out of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
The local population hasn't quite caught on yet. It's all right. But, you know, like, I think my experience has been very, you know, localized. So I think that, like you said, this conversation around, like, what is and what isn't acceptable and, like, ideals and, like, the sort of image that you want to portray, right? It's very like case dependent. If all you have is like fakes around you, it's not gonna mean as much to you. There's not really gonna be that stigma. If you're in New York, Soho, someone calls you out for wearing like a fake Burberry scarf, that's gonna be a big deal. You know what I mean? So like it's all about context.
And I think like going back to that, the flyest people I know aren't usually the ones that are wearing Supreme.
Keep going.
Like they're not wearing all the hype, like most, like they're not wearing Off-Whites.
Yeah.
They're just rocking some that's fits them, that fits their aesthetic,
right,
and then it makes them stand out. Because if you go to the mall right now, everybody's wearing the same outfits.
Right.
And the purpose of sneakers is to show off.
Yeah.
It gives you like the freedom. It's like it's meant to complement the rest of your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to get noticed, you might want to wear something that stands out. And that doesn't always mean having the most expensive stuff. And it doesn't always mean having fake stuff because you could stand out without having, you know, fake anything.
That is the quote of the show from DJ Adam the Era. You don't need that type of stuff to be original. You don't need the newest or the nicest for you to stand out because if the only thing that makes you stand out are your sneakers, you know what I mean? If the clothes that you're wearing are where you put your confidence, then you have some other problems. I was talking to my good friend DJ Amir. I was telling him, I was like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm into streetwear. I'm into street fashion, kind of for the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing it for other people and not so much for myself, you know, like it's a image that you want to portray as opposed to self-expression. It just kind of took a perspective shift. I had to think like, why am I doing this? Why am I waking up every Saturday at 7 a.m. to try to buy a pair of shoes?
And then you look at StockX and you see the price like $700.
Right.
So what you're saying, like, we understand it because if you've been buying sneakers for long enough,
yeah,
you kind of have that idea of like, hey, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
You know, what's the purpose of this? Like, these shoes aren't even comfortable.
And that's the tea.
But someone that's coming in, like, just starting, like a middle school kid, right. Going back to like Atlanta, like the TV show where, you know, he buys fake FUBUs.
Yeah.
Another friend buys fake FUBUs. Well, one of them buys real and the other one buys fake.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the real person gets caught being, they basically argue that he has the fake FUBUs instead of him having the real ones. And he gets bullied enough for it that he actually like commits suicide. And like, you can like pick that like two different ways. Like, it's all about perspective. Like, if you have enough confidence, you can rock anything. But the other perspective is like, why are they so important? Like, this kid didn't have to do that. For you, a question for you is like, if a person, you've been here, like when you said you've been buying sneakers like since high school.
Yeah.
So that's like 6-7 years-ish. What would you tell a person that's like going into like 6th-7th grade and he's just into sneakers for the wrong reasons? Either whether it's resale or whether it's just to flex on people. Is it better to invest your money somewhere else? Because again, like, more people get into the market of sneakers, it's gonna again get even more overcrowded. It's not gonna be sustainable. It's not gonna be healthy for you. What would you tell them?
All right, so the first thing I would say to my younger self, right, is that for someone who's really into streetwear, street fashion, sneakers and everything because they wanna be cool, the first thing is that at the end of the day, when we're all gone, when people go up and they say their remarks about you, they're not gonna talk about your sneakers. They're not gonna talk about your Supreme, your Bape shirts, right? They're not gonna talk about, you know, they're not gonna talk about your Supreme socks, right? Your Louis belts, your Gucci belts, right? They're gonna talk about what you did. They're gonna talk about what you did, how you made them feel, and at the end of the day, what you really had to offer the world. First and foremost, that's the stuff that's really important. And you should invest your time and invest your energy into optimizing yourself and being the best person that you can be, right? That's really the most important thing. That's first and foremost. Now, in terms of like streetwear, street fashion, I think what first got me into sneakers was I really looked up to my big brother and I thought he was like, bro, my big brother's the coolest dude in the world. He dresses so nice. He was really into fashion. Now, looking back on it, it wasn't so much what my brother was wearing that inspired me. It was more so how he carried himself. His clothes were a reflection of who he was as a person, you know, and he was unapologetically himself. And so I think for someone young that's getting interested in streetwear, street fashion, look at the trends, right? Look at what's new, pay attention, you know, take what you like and reject what you don't. But the entire time, be unapologetically you. Because in gaining this passion that I had for clothes, right, it's not so much the shoes themselves that got me interested, it's the stories behind them. If you're interested in Jordans, learn the stories behind them. You look at the banned Jordan 1s, why were they banned? You look at like the shattered backboards, read about Tinker Hatfield, read about like all of the people behind the sneakers that made it happen, because that's what the interesting thing is. That's why I think streetwear is really cool and sneakers are really cool, is because they're a way to like tell a story and a way for people to put their expression and who they are into something physical. And it's cool being able to take like the symbolism and the importance behind that and then kind of like model that into your own sense of fashion. You see what I mean?
Dude, so with that, I'll ask you a follow-up. You said your brother, how he carried himself.
Yeah.
Is there ever a good reason to invest in a fake sneaker?
I feel like for that, I think it's kind of about where you are, but also kind of like your values, I guess. Of course, like you can't help the situation that you're in. If that's all you have around you, that's all you have around you. But if you have the option, right, I think you should kind of use that discretion to be like, okay, I know the stories behind this sneaker. I know the importance behind it. I know the symbolism behind it. Buying fake sneakers doesn't support any of that type of stuff.
Right.
And just like really appreciate like the artistic quality behind it, right? Because sure, shoes are just shoes, right? They're meant to hit the streets. That's what they're supposed to do. They're gonna get beat up, you know, jeans are gonna get worn, they're gonna get torn and all that. But I think it's like just kind of appreciating like the craftsmanship and the quality behind it is what kind of is the reason why I at least kind of steer away from fakes. And so like when you buy a Champion sweatshirt, part of Champion's thing is like they have this reverse weave technology that makes them durable and last long. There are Champion sweatshirts from what, like 1970 that are still like there, right?
Right.
As opposed to like other sweatshirts where you look at them, they're torn, they're tattered, you know, they're ripped up and everything. So it's like they put effort and thought into making their stuff durable and last, right? So yeah, it's kind of a you get what you pay for type of thing a lot of the times. There are name brands that don't do that. You know, you got to do your research.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point you bring up about like longevity. Like if you buy like a pair of fakes, they're not going to last as long. They're not going to be as comfortable. They're going to hurt you. But as a person who loves talking too much, I always want to talk about my sneakers, like why I got them. Why do I have, you know, a pair of Air Maxes on today?
Oh yeah, why do you have a pair of Air Maxes on today? Those are really nice Air Maxes, by
the
way.
Comfortable,
they're
chilling, living. Special person got them for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But sneakers for me are a good way to bring up conversations.
So like
the other day I saw a person wearing a really old gentleman, probably like, I mean, that's old, like 60s, 70s. And he had a pair of Game of Thrones Ultra Boost. He had the White Walker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, man, are these a Game of Thrones one? He's like, man, I'm glad you noticed. And that's a good way to like start the conversation. It's a low-key pair of shoe. It's comfortable. He's an older gentleman, so it'll fit him well. When he's older, he's not going to be able to rock really bright shoes. He's going to look like he's not addressing his age. But at the end of the day, like, wear something different enough that you can talk about it. Because everyone has, you know, a pair of Yeezys, and everyone's like, oh, man, like, nice pair of Yeezys, but like, what are you gonna say after that? If you have a pair of like Docs, or like even better, like a pair of Pony. Shout out Joey Badass. You know, he's just a spokesperson for Pony. Andre 3000 is a spokesperson for this like random Swedish brand, Tretron, I believe.
Oh, okay.
These like are not hyped up sneakers. They're like $200, $300. Like I think they might be like in the $100. They don't sell out, but they're fire. Like you can talk more about like, hey, like I'm into this. Rather than like, yeah, I got the latest Supreme drop. Everyone got the latest Supreme drop.
Exactly. It's interesting that you mentioned Yeezys because like I have a pair of the Yeezy Beluga 2s. Someone's like, oh, shoot, you got those Yeezys. I'm like, well, yeah. My only story about them is like I woke up, I entered the raffle. I won the raffle, which one, that surprised me. I got them. I was planning on reselling them, but I was like, eh, I might as well keep them. That's all there is to that. There's no like story of triumph you know, for these pair of Yeezy Blue Light. Like they're cool, I like them, they're very comfortable, but that's kind of it for me. To contrast, these pair of Levi's 4s that I'm like wearing is like I went to the Nike campus, I like toured it, I got to talk with some of their engineers, I had a really good day, and then I kind of capped that all off by like going to the employee store and getting a pair of shoes that I never imagined that I would be able to get for like a pretty low price. I have a really significant story about that. I feel like you don't have that same type of story if you're just clout chasing. In that case, like your story ends right there. Like I bought these Off-Whites because everyone else likes Off-White.
And what kind of people are you attracting that are, you know, just there because they all like are down to just spend, you know, a lot of money on frivolous things that are unnecessary. You can, you know, surround yourself with people that appreciate you for your style, that challenge your style, and don't waste your money.
I think there's kind of a tendency for people to look at brands and look at products abstractly. You look at Off-White and you think, oh, this is just Off-White, and you kind of start to separate that from the people who kind of make it happen. You know what I mean? So I think it's really important to learn about the people who make the products that you're interested in, right? I mean, because I feel like that's kind of how it is with like other types of art. People who like music, right? People who are like really into J. Cole, you know, probably like have some knowledge about his life, or bare minimum his achievements, the stories behind his albums. And I feel like there isn't that same type of investment when it comes to like streetwear, because it is like so on trend right now. People just kind of look at, go on the sneakers app, look at the new drops, you know, and then just kind of like click buy. You know, they don't read the blogs or, you know, or listen to the podcast like Hitting the Streets with No Punches. But luckily, you listener, you do all that stuff because you're here listening to Hitting the Streets with No Punches.
And odds are you're probably pretty stylish.
You know, nothing better than breaking the fourth wall.
You know, if you think of Supreme, if you think of even like hyped up sneakers, like a lot of them are for profit. Like they're made to just make a lot of money off people and kind of build that hype. If you don't like to be taken advantage of, maybe invest in something better. Support your local friends. Invest in smaller mom and pop shops. Invest in startups. Shop for black and brown stores.
Yes, yes. And a great way to do that, especially if you're like in the Corvallis area, is by checking out the great folks at Sweet Zero/Loose Ends. All right. If you're interested in supporting local brands, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you're improving your style. You're improving your how people perceive you.
Right.
You're creating more relationships with other people. You're helping everyone around you. So it's not just about you. It's about a story, a cause. Eventually, it's just a story, more about yourself.
Well, you know, I think this is a great part to wrap up, to close. We're going to take this moment to kind of bounce about the booth.
Man, some closing statements before I head out of here.
Oh, yep, yep.
In the great words of an unnamed vine, you can have the juice, but not everyone has the sauce.
Ooh, I like that.
Sauce is permanent. I think that was the entire 6 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have any closing words for people out there?
My closing words, it's not what you wear, it's how you wear it. That's it. Anyway, this has been episode 4 of Hitting the Streets with No Punches. Also, my good friend, DJ Adam the Arab. And we're out.
Peace. Find me on Instagram, Adam the Arab.
We'll see you on episode 5.
Peace.
Peace.